Okay, so we are back with Lust Theory and this weird Jessica arc that I started. So, gonna go from here and then maybe we'll get to pick another path later. Call me crazy, but I kind of think you might make a good actress.
Huh? Really? Why do you say that?
I can't really explain. Maybe you just have a natural charisma about you. Not to mention, it doesn't hurt that you won the genetic lottery. Clearly flattered, Jessica smiles as her cheeks go flush.
Actually, it's funny you'd say that.
Oh, why is that? As if I don't already know.
I've actually been... Know what? It's nothing. Forget it.
Come on, you can't leave me hanging like that. Tell me.
Promise you won't laugh at me?
I promise.
Okay. The thing is, lately, I've actually been looking at getting into acting. You know, acting lessons and stuff.
Oh, is that supposed to be a little, I guess, tribute to... I mean, you know, they're just shouting out acting lessons. Which may have actually inspired this a little bit. Wow, really? Can't let her suspect I already know. Huh, guess I'm a lot more intuitive than I thought.
Yeah, so unfortunately they don't come cheap. And since I don't have a job, it's not really an option for me.
The giddy excitement she previously exuded is now replaced with an obvious sense of disappointment. Don't do blow me for cash. You know, who says you gotta take acting classes to become an actor?
Huh?
People have this idea that you need years of training to become an actor. Which can't be true. Hell, I'm sure there are millions of talented actors that never make it.
That's not really reassuring.
Listen. The point I'm trying to make is, you don't have to be a good actor to be successful. In fact, you barely need to know how to act at all. Just look at this guy, look at the guy in this movie. You said so yourself, he's terrible. But he has the looks, the charm, the charisma. And so do you. Well, except for the charm part. Still, we can work on that, no problem.
I'll have you know, I can be incredibly charming when I have to. But what's your point?
My point is, from what I've seen, there's a backdoor into acting that doesn't depend on talent. Modeling.
Modeling? Maybe you haven't noticed, but I'm not a model.
You're right, you aren't. Yet. With social media nowadays, anyone can become one, as long as they're hot enough. And sorry if me saying this makes you uncomfortable, but you're hot. Like, really hot. Just like before, Jessica's face turns red. Only this time, redder than you've ever seen before.
Shut up.
I'm serious. I'm almost positive that if you made an Instagram account, I almost said the real thing, an Instagram account, you'd get thousands of followers in no time. Eventually, maybe even millions. And guess who'd take notice of that?
I think I see where you're going with.
Hollywood. Tinseltown. And after that, it'd only be a matter of time before your face was up on that big screen. The silver screen. God damn, I'm good.
You really think so?
I wouldn't say it if I didn't think so. Seeing as how it's worked for a lot of other girls, why can't you be one of them?
I guess that's true.
Trust me, it is. So what are we waiting for?
Huh?
Let's start taking some pictures. There's no time like the present, right?
Right now, but I look a mess.
Then what are you waiting for? Put on something nice and let's get started. As they say, strike while the iron's hot, right? After briefly considering your proposal, Jessica lunges off the sofa and runs upstairs.
Give me a few minutes. I'll be back down before you know it.
I can hardly wait. My cock feels exactly the same. Getting to take steamy pics of Jess? I'm sure he'll be really pleased, haha. A few long minutes later, as you wait patiently on the sofa, you hear Jessica racing down the stairs.
So, what do you think?
Hold on.
So, what do you think?
Okay. 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 Yes. Yes. No. Wow. Okay. I mean, the guys will be drooling over this.
You sure? It's not too revealing, is it?
Have you seen what some of those Insta-hoes wear? If anything, you could even show some more skin.
In front of you? Yeah, right. Keep dreaming.
If you only knew, Jess, I've seen a lot more than you could ever imagine. Fair enough. All right, let's do this.
Oh, wait. Are you sure you're up to it?
I was gonna say, let's do this, but anyway.
Less than 2 hours ago, you were passed out on the floor.
Don't worry. She's right. Don't worry, I'm perfectly fine. I appreciate your concern, though.
Okay, cool.
That's all the red button's doing.
Where do you want to do this?
Maybe you can move over to that shelf so that we have a nice background?
Sounds good to me.
With Jessica standing in the middle of the living room, you take out your phone and open the camera app. Just relax, okay? Do some poses as though you were going to send these to a guy you were into. Yeah, that's how you do it.
Easy peasy. Only for you, they'll be safe for work ones.
Whatever you're comfortable with. Really? Already? Not really. Yep. Ooh, I like that one. I was trying to see if I could see it without the thing, but I guess I can't. Whoa, nice one. You sure know how to work the camera, huh? And I like the look on her face because it's like, it's kind of like, it has a nervous, like, oh no, look what I'm doing. It's one of those kind of things. It's like, look how, it's like, oh, I'm being naughty, kind of. That works for me.
Shut up.
That one I don't necessarily like as much. Like, it was a more boring version of the first pose. The first pose, we go back to that. Great. I love how she's got just that look on her face like, ooh, I'm doing something nasty. I don't want them to find out. And then this one, blah.
Shut up.
I'm serious. Okay, let's try another one. Oh, by the way, little story. Back before all this, there was a little game, and maybe some of you have heard it. It was called, what was it? Project 17 or something? Oh, Club 17. It was called Club 17. Apparently, they still make things for it today, but it was really an edited version of Sex Villa, or 3D Sex Villa 2. And what you would do, of course, is you would do, like, you know, with Honey Select and, you know, simulated sex. However, there were poses you could download that would put the character into full motion animations where you could actually do full photos because it has a photo mode, right? So what I did is I didn't use it, and a lot of people actually do use it for this. If they have a big forum where they would have, like, make presidents and celebrities and things like that. But I would take characters that I've made, right? And I would have them, you know, they're doing the pose animations. So it's just like a real person poses, you know, they don't just stay in that pose. They'll move around and do different things. And basically, just like you were going to shoot a real model, you would wait till she hits the pose, and then you would hit a button, and you would snap that. And you would snap a bunch of different poses, and you'd get all kinds of different looks, and of course. So I really enjoyed that. So when I'm looking at a game like this, it brings me back to the Club 17 days, where I'm like, okay, now I see what's going on here. And I'm like, they could have done, like, no fucking doubt about it. If I had the money to spend on Daz 3D, I'd be modeling shit all day, every day. Because I just love doing poses. That was my thing. That was the thing I missed out in life, was being the guy that got to shoot poses for different women and modeling. I've always loved it. I'm one of these guys that has thousands of different pictures, nude and not nude. And the reason why, you know, I'll have them is like, I love that look of, I love her in that pose. That's great. It's like, maybe her breasts don't look so large normally, but because she's doing a certain thing with them, it makes them look larger. Or, you know, just certain things that draw more, I guess, more appeal. And it's a cool thing to see. You don't see a lot of it these days on, like, I guess, I don't know, I guess the OnlyFans are more into the video kind of stuff. But, I mean, I miss the classic pinup poses. I love pinup. That's one thing I can always talk about is, like, vintage pinups. I even did a full essay on the origins of pinup and how they relate to the modern waifu anime character style, and this too. I mean, that's what you're seeing right now is classic pinup. Any of you guys that are old enough to remember pinup, like the what she's wearing, like the whole look there, you basically take a picture of that and about in the 1940s, about when your grandfather served, they would have a woman that looked just like that, you know, on an airplane. When they were going to fight the Nazis, you know, they would have these women would be on the planes. I've actually got a lot of pictures of those pinup girls. So this is just the future of that. That's literally it. I mean, I wouldn't say the future, but the modern iteration, because we're there. We're in that future. But this is the modern iteration of the pinup. And that's what really gets me into these games, because of all the posing work. And I've talked to the devs, and again, the devs said it takes a lot of skill, because again, they're making these poses perfect. You've got to make these girls look good, because you can definitely make them look terrible if you don't know what you're doing, and you can also make them look creepy. We've seen that. So, like this here, it doesn't work for me. That first one was excellent, but this one doesn't work. That one's okay. He says nice even better than the last one. I guess it's alright. I mean, I do like the look of her face in it. Of course, we've got a nude here. That doesn't seem to accentuate her much, though. She looks better with the clothes on. That's another fucking thing I'm about. Sometimes I think people actually look better with their clothes on, depending on the clothes, of course. Because a woman can look okay, like birthday suit can look okay, but sometimes she can just look amazing in the clothes. Like, even better than she does look naked, which is hard for some people to imagine. Like, what's better than naked? It's like, sometimes it's just the mystique, the mystery of it. You know, she's showing just enough. You know, it's not too much. It makes you say, ooh, I wonder what's under that, right? It's like a present on Christmas or your birthday. You're like, I wonder what's in that box. And you would, you know, as a kid, you know, you'd pick it up and you'd shake it around, you know, a little bit. I used to do that when I was young. Oh, I bet this is this. I bet this is that. And just like when you see a present like that, you're like, I wonder how big that ass is under the, you know, just that's what it is. That's what's missing in pornography these days. Women are just like, boom, here I am. No, put your clothes on. Give me some fucking time to just really soak it all in first. That's what's missing. There's not enough anticipation. People are... That's why we got this big porn addiction, because all these people are just like, just give me no. Settle the fuck down and build anticipation first. That's what patience is, right? People don't have patience anymore. That's why they're addicted, because they just want the instant gratification. They can't just look at a picture like that and be like, wow, look at that. You know, when you'd even hang the picture up on your, I mean, when you were a teenager, some men may do it, you know. Obviously, the wife may not approve of that, But maybe in the man cave or the game room or whatever, you might have a picture of a rather beautiful woman that looks like that. I'm not saying there's not nude ones, but most time when I remember, it was a woman in a very revealing outfit. And that was it. That's all we needed. We didn't need the whole nine yards, you know? But that's just me. Maybe I'm a little different, but that's how I've always felt about it. What do they say? Less is more, but I say, something like that. Less is more. I don't want to say less. Yeah, the less skin you show is more, you know, because everybody's like, oh, I want to see more skin. But no, she's got everything covered up, and that's what I like about it. Okay. I had no idea that you're such a natural.
Does it really look that good?
Okay, well, she just changed the pose to a smile. Yeah, I like this a little better. I always like a nice smile. Maybe a pouty face. A pouty face is nice, too. I'm sorry, I can get really deep into this when it comes to just analyzing pictures. It looks incredible. Now let's do one more. Be a little more sexy now. Make me drool. Okay. Alright, let's look at that. That's really classy. I like that. That could work with a less revealing outfit, too. Like, it would be... Again, it's classy, yet it's lewd. It's sassy. That's what it is. It's sassy. I love it. As her inhibitions melt away, you can see a sparkle in Jessica's eye that you'd never noticed before. She's loving this, and doing flirty, suggestive poses in front of you? Well, she doesn't seem to be bothered by it so much anymore. Way to get into it, Jess. These are going to turn out amazing.
To be honest, it's all thanks to you.
No one's okay. I don't know where her hand is reaching, though.
To think you, of all people, would inspire such confidence in me is, frankly, shocking.
Who knows? Maybe I found my muse.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, that's nice. That's a nice pose. One hand on the stomach, and love what she's doing with the chin there. Love that look on her face. That is great. Butt sticks out just enough. You get a good view of the goods, you know, I guess you could say. A little late, so I can't quite think of the words, but... Obviously, a better look of the goods here. Ah, it's nice and round. See, that's sometimes why I like DP here, because when I can't think of a fucking word, he can. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, since this is going so well, how about we take this upstairs? Taking the words in a way that you didn't intend, Jessica clams up immediately. That was probably the wrong thing to say, dude.
What did you just say?
Take it upstairs. Oh, I have a great idea. Why don't we do it on Mother's bed? It's bigger, so there'd be a lot of room to roll around on.
We're not doing anything like that, you little perv. Just because you took a couple of risque pictures of me, you think I'm gonna get into bed with you?
What? Then it hits you. Wait, did you think I wanted to... I was suggesting we take photos on her bed, Jess, not... Whatever it is you were thinking.
You weren't?
Of course not, although it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Oh, sorry. Forget about it.
And?
And what?
You want to take those pictures on Mother's bed? With the wind clearly taken out of her sails and the mood dampened, you feel Jess shutting down.
Actually, I think that'll be enough for today. Maybe we'll try this again some other time.
Shit, if I was a little clearer with what I meant, she wouldn't have clammed up like this. We could have been going upstairs to take some more sexy photos. Now, damn. Oh, okay. That's what you want.
It is. But thanks anyway. I appreciate what you did for me today. It means a lot.
You're welcome.
Anyway, I think I'll go change back into something more comfortable. Won't be long.
Sure thing. With a slight awkwardness, Jessica walks back upstairs. Next time we do this, I'm definitely choosing my words carefully. Slumping back onto the couch, you resume watching TV. While later... Jess has been gone for quite a while. What I said couldn't have weirded her out that much, right? I should probably go check to see if she's okay. Hopefully she's just fixing her makeup forever or something. I better knock first. I'd hate to... Just before you knock, Jessica's voice stops you.
I know. I really wanted to catch up with you too. But I didn't have much of a choice.
She must be talking to someone on her phone. I wonder who.
Oh, shut up. I knew it'd be a bad idea to tell you. No, it didn't turn me on. It was just a dream.
Dream? The hell are they talking
about? I'm not talking about that. Why? He's my... Duh.
What? They're talking about me?
Oh, God. Fine. It was big. All right? Happy?
Jess had a dream about me, and from the sound of it, it was R-rated?
That's all I'm telling you. I'm not going into details.
That's all I'm telling... Oh, yeah.
All I'll say is, it was weird.
Holy fuck, is it possible that Jess had a sex dream about me? That at least explains why she was acting weird this morning. But is this the first time it's happened? Or just the first time I found out about
it? Hang on a second, babe. I think I heard something at my door.
Run! Oh shit, I must have made a noise. I better get out of here before she catches me eavesdropping. Trying to make as little noise as possible, you rush into your bedroom and shut the door. Phew, I don't think she saw me, but I can still barely wrap my head around this. A sex dream about me and her? That's nuts! For the rest of the day, you quietly sat at your desk and played video games. Once night came, you simply went to bed, still a little confused as to why you felt so dizzy in the morning. Eventually, you fell asleep. Wait, we're not done yet. Sometime after midnight...
I can't believe you're actually doing this. Shh, you wake him up. I changed my mind. I don't want to see it. Chill out. I'm only gonna take a peek.
Naturally, their whispers wake you up. Still groggy, you slowly start opening your eyes. What? Yeah, what's going on?
Chloe?
Who the hell is Chloe? Gah!
He woke up! Oh, shit. Busted.
Both startled and clearly a little drunk, the two girls shyly giggle like schoolgirls. Jess, what's going on? And who are you? Without answering, Chloe just sticks her tongue out at you, before grabbing Jessica by the arm and pulling her out of your room.
Sorry.
That is a weird look for her.
Just go back to sleep.
Wait a second, what's the actual... Fully awake now, you leap off your bed and dart towards Jessica's bedroom. Careful not to wake up your mother and Megan, you gently knock.
Go away!
Hey, open the door. You can't scare me half to death like that and then just run off.
I said sorry already.
Open the door, Jess.
We said buzz off. Can't you take a hint?
The fuck is happening here? And how is it happening? Up till now, Jess has always arrived home by herself. What changed? That is true. While standing against Jessica's bedroom door confused, you hear whispered chatter from inside.
I can't believe I let you talk me into that. It was so embarrassing. Hey, that's your fault. If you didn't want it to happen, you shouldn't have told me how big it was in your dream. Yeah, I'm beginning to regret that now.
How big it was in her dream? Wait, is it possible that this dream of hers caused some kind of butterfly effect? And somehow that resulted in her bringing a friend home? Is that even possible? I can't really assume anything, huh? Not like I got any clue on how or why this is happening. I should go to bed. I bet I'll be able to think more clearly in the morning. Surprised that the commotion you all caused didn't wake anyone else up, you creep back to your bedroom, jumping back into your warm, cozy bed. Who could Jess's friend be? Whoever she was really interested in seeing my cock. Maybe they wouldn't run out like that if I hadn't freaked out when I saw them. So that settles it. Next time I'll pretend to be asleep if or when they come in here again. Who knows what'll happen? But what I do know is I can hardly wait to find out. Short while later, you fall asleep. Bloody old chap is rather loud, isn't it? Okay. What now? Next time I go to bed at night, I'll stay awake until they come in my room. That way I'll get to see what exactly they were planning to do. Click on Jessica's room door in the morning to begin the photo shoot event with Jessica. Don't forget about Zoe's story. We also have Ellie's story, which we're not ready for. The teacher's story. And the employee's story. This is a very long game. Feels like this might be as long as Evenickel, which we haven't done in a while. And I've wanted to get back to because I like that game and story. But, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley, with, of course, more because you always request it. Lust Theory. Stay tuned.